Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm excited to be with you this evening to talk a little bit about Rise and Shine. Yes, rise and shine. It's time to have an awakening in your life. You are more than your job. You are more than your everyday routine. You are a purpose waiting to happen. Let me ask you, do you feel stuck? Do you feel unfulfilled? Then it's time for you to experience your rise and then find your shine. Yes, everyone has a shine. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But first, I want to say that Transformation Begins With You is brought to you by Harvest Girls International Incorporated. Harvest Girls International Incorporated is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. So I'm excited to be on the line with you. As I said earlier, we're going to talk about rise and shine. I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to be the keynote speaker at a women's tea party, and it was so exciting. I want to give a shout out to Elizabeth Utterback for women reaching out. They invited me to come and to speak to the women, and the name of their tea party was Rise and Shine. And I thought it was really exciting to talk about it. I know this is a phrase that was used years ago when I was a young girl. My father would use it because he was a military man. And anytime he, and it was six children, anytime he wanted us to get up and get moving, he would flick the lights on and he'd say, "Rise and shine." And we knew that meant that was a call to action. We knew it was time to get up and get moving. There was no time to drag or no time to lag because we only had a certain amount of time to get ready, and we only had one restroom to use for all six kids. So we had a certain amount of time to stay in and rotate till the next one could go in. So rise and shine was crucial for my life because it meant get up, get moving, do something. There's purpose waiting. You can't wait. So when the tea party was about rise and shine, immediately I went back to my roots and I started to work through the process. Now, when we talk about rise and shine, as I said earlier, it's usually used in a term to get up and get moving, get out of bed. It's what the soldiers are told when the sergeant comes in and wakes them in the morning. A lot of times they say rise and shine. But the earliest use of the term rise and shine I found was in the Bible from Isaiah 6:1, and it says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." And so what, and that's one of my favorite scriptures. And what I loved about the scripture was the fact that it's still a call to action. Rise and shine, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord is on you. So when it's your time to shine, God got your back. It's time to get moving. Basically, that's what it's saying. And as I said, when the words rise and shine are used, there's always a call to action. Twice, the word rise and then the word shine. So let's break it down just a little bit. And talk about the word rise. I love this word rise because it tells me to do something. It tells me to get up. The word rise means there's a lifting that needs to happen. You need to become higher. You need to increase, breakthrough. When you're rising, the temperatures are rising. Something's going up. It's going higher. And so it's just time for us to awaken. The temperatures in our lives are going up. God is calling us to get up and do something. It's time to awaken from a sleep. It's time to get up from a resting place. Some of us have been sleeping and resting too long. And I know sometimes it's difficult to awaken to a new day because sometimes last night was restless. And using night as a dark place, many of you have gotten into bed and went to sleep with your past. You laid down and went to sleep with your old habits. You laid down and you went to sleep with lost dreams. And you have never awakened. You're still asleep. Even though you get up every day and you move about and you do the routine, you're still asleep down on the inside of your soul. And it's time to awaken. And then you have to stop and ask yourself, and I ask you right now, what laid you down to make you want to never get up again? Was it that divorce that laid you down? Was it that rejection that laid you down? Was it that thing that happened to you or that happened to someone in your family? Was it a death of a loved one that just laid you down that you never wanted to rise again? You didn't think there was anything left in life, so you laid down and you never wanted to awaken again. Let me tell you, you have to rise from something in order to rise to something. I had to rise from a bitter divorce. I had to rise from being rejected. I had to rise from my pain. And then I had to rise from that in order to rise to my purpose. I had to rise to my dreams, to my goals, to my challenges that stretched me to do even greater things. But I have to say this. You have to celebrate your journey. No matter what that journey has been, no matter what has happened to you, there is still a celebration in you. I say be thankful for your struggle, because if it wasn't for your struggle or struggles, because without it, you wouldn't have stumbled across your strengths. You know, I often say, as I was doing the speaking for the tea party, I thought about the saying that a woman is like a tea bag. You don't know how strong it is until you put it in hot water. And if you think about it, if you think about a woman being this little dainty tea bag that looks so dainty and it doesn't look very powerful, it doesn't look like it can do very much, but if you get that water good and hot and you put the tea bag in the water, it starts to activate the potential and the purpose of the tea bag. And that tea bag, if left in the water for any long length of time, will make the tea so strong you can barely drink it. Who would have thought that this little tea bag would have produced such a strong cup of tea? Let me tell you, that is how you are. You are this little tea bag that has been put into hot water. And the more that you've been dunked into the hot water of life, the more that you've been dunked into the trials and the tribulations and the things that have happened to you and the things that you've been through, and it made you strong. And there's a saying that said that which doesn't kill you would make you strong. Well, let me tell you, it's time to get up. It's time to rise and shine. That signifies it's a new day. Ladies, today is a new day. No more looking back. It's time to get up. Let's talk about the word shine. I love this word. I love this word because it brings the second part of the action word, rise and shine. It means something is polished. It reflects. There's a light. It's immediately apparent when you see that shine. There's a brightness. There's a luster. There's an original beauty. That's who you are. Everybody has their own shine. Light is always brighter. Remember this, when it shines in darkness. If you can remember looking at a play, the lights go out, it's dark. But it's when they put the spotlight on the stage that the stage lights up and it looks brighter. Let me tell you, the stage is set for your life. The darkness that you once had is no longer. God is shining his light on your darkness. And so now it's time for you to shine. Let God's promises shine on your problems. That's the answer. Now, every woman has her own signature shine. What is yours? Stop looking for your shine in other people because it's not there. What is a shine? Well, it's that original mold that God has made you in, that you have to embrace and you have to love. It could be your smile, your voice, the heart that you have for people, your loving spirit, your eyes, just anything about you that is brilliant. Mine just happens to be my personality. People say I have a bright personality, and I know I do. And I know that that's my shine. So I work on my character, because many times your gift will take you sometimes where your character can't keep you. You always want your gifts to make room, but you want your character to be the one that stands strong. People may say she has a wonderful gift, but I can't stand to work with her. You want to be a shining light in your gifts. You want your gifts to shine bright. So you work on character, gifts, talents. You work on rising from those things that hold you down. Let me tell you about a shine. You have to wear your shine like a well-tailored suit. I'll tell you why. If you purchase a suit off the rack, it may or may not fit well. Sometimes you're just wearing it. But if you get a tailored suit, nobody else can wear it but you. That suit fits you like a glove. It's made just for your measurements, your body type, your frame, your size. Nobody, that's what your shine is like. If you get that tailor-made shine, you find out what that is. Nobody else can have that shine but you, or take that shine from you. And that's all a shine is. You might say, well, I really still don't know what a shine is. Well, the shine is your it factor. That is the thing that you have that makes you feel good about you. I have an it factor. My it factor is my personality. I feel good about me when I'm operating in my shine. In the most brilliant place of my life is in my personality, the way I meet people, greet people, the way I talk to people. That is where I shine the most. Where is your shine? You have one. It's time to rise and shine. Let me say this to you. I would love for you from this day forward, once you arise and shine, to be the kind of woman that the naysayers will say, oh, no, there she is. That sister's up again. There she goes. Let them say that, because that means you have arisen and you are shining bright. You can rise above any situation and achieve your dreams. I know that's right, because I'm doing it right now, and you can too. The decision on emotions can destroy a dream. If I would have based my decision to follow my dream on my emotions, what had happened to me, how I felt, you know, what I was going through, it would have destroyed my dream. But I knew that that was not who I was. That's what I had been through. That was not what I was becoming. That will make you know so many times that God has purpose, when you can look back and you can see where you've come from. Let me tell you about the word. Some people say, well, you know, it's impossible for me to have a shine from where I've come from. Let me tell you the word impossible. In order for you to write the word impossible, you have to write first the word I'm possible, because when you put the word together, I'm possible, it becomes impossible. So you are possible from the very beginning, and you can rise up. The world will never underestimate you if you have a plan and a prayer. The world will never underestimate a woman with a prayer and a plan. Remember that. Let me tell you. It's time for you to walk away from anything or anyone who takes away from your joy. Life is short. Live it. Love is rare. Grab it. Anger is bad. Dump it. Fear is awful, but face it. Memories are sweet. Cherish them. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Let me say, the power behind you is greater than any problem in front of you. It's time to rise and shine. I've been your host, Chris Meadows. Thank you, ladies, for listening in. And remember, Transformation begins with you. Bye-bye now.